12 years, 12 postseason appearances, and 4 World Series wins. That's what Joe Torre gave the New York Yankees, and that's it. Next year, the Yankees will have a new manager. Yesterday, Torre turned down an offer to manage next season. WNYC's Dan Blumberg talked with ESPN the magazine writers Buster Olney to discuss what's next for Torre and the Yankees.
Buster, Joe Torre earned $7 million last year. Yesterday, the Yankees offered him a 1-year deal worth a guaranteed $5 million, with the chance to earn up to $8 if he made it to the World Series. We'll hear from Torre directly this afternoon, but why do you think he turned the deal down?
Well, I think it goes beyond the offer. I think what the offer reflected was a lack of satisfaction in how the Yankees have done in recent years under Joe Torre, and I think ultimately that really was at the core of what the reason why Joe left. And you're right, we're going to hear from him directly. But I think in recent years that Joe has not, it's hurt him when it feels like that from George Steinbrenner, from the Yankees front office, there's a sense of dissatisfaction. I think that bothers Joe. And so it wasn't the money quite so much as it was what was reflected in the offer. You know, a pay cut of 30%, you know, from Joe's perspective, represents a sign that the organization just unhappy with his work.
Any chance that some of the Yankees management was hoping Torre would reject this offer so that everyone could walk away and save face at the same time?
I asked that question of a lot of people in the Yankees organization last night, and their answer was no, that they were willing to bring him back. But it does reflect, some concern on their part, and maybe a little bit of payback. That's probably not the best word for what occurred in past negotiations. When Joe's last contract was up, you know, from the Yankees' perspective, from the Steinbrenner's perspective, he held their feet to the fire a little bit. He negotiated. He played hardball, and what they told him in their meeting yesterday was, look, if we had won the World Series this year, you would have come in here asking for a raise over your $7 million salary, and so we haven't won the World Series, which is the stated goal of the organization over the last 7 years, and now we're going to ask you to take a pay cut.
Buster, in your column this morning, you described Torre's incredible knack for dealing with owner George Steinbrenner, with egotistical players, with the media. You think that was his greatest feat over the last 12 years?
I think to be able to veer the Yankees, which is an organization that naturally goes it steers itself right into chaos, is an amazing accomplishment. I mean, when your owner's George Steinbrenner, and he's, you know, been quoted in the papers constantly, and the demands are constant, and you have a rabid fan base, and you have a bunch of knuckleheads like me in the media, in a horde of 20 to 25 every day coming at you, the fact that he was able to keep this team basically on an even keel for the last 12 years is incredible. And I don't think that no matter who replaces him, that person will not do that as adeptly as Joe has done it.
Well, let's talk about some of the candidates to replace him. Don Mattingly and Joe Girardi are mentioned as front runners. What would they bring to the job, and who else might get consideration?
Don Mattingly absolutely has the stature within the fan base. He has the stature within the clubhouse. There is a major hole in his resume, and that's that he's never managed. He's never made a pitching change, and it's an organization, you know, whose future is built on young pitching. Joe Girardi, we know, National League Manager of the Year in 2006. He's got experience. He has made pitching changes. I think there are concerns about the fact that he may be a little bit domineering for a veteran clubhouse. And it's interesting. I really think when the Yankees talk about this being a wide-open slate, it is. I think that's absolutely the case. Trey Hillman, who is a minor league manager in the system for a long time and may have been a sleeper candidate, last night the Yankees found out that he's actually on the verge of completing a deal to be a manager with the Kansas City Royals. So he's off the table. I wouldn't be surprised if they wound up having a conversation with Buck Showalter or Bobby Valentine at some point as well.
Wow, Bobby V, really?
Yeah, and Bobby Valentine has a very strong relationship with George Steinbrenner. You know, they exchange notes. He's respected. I think the concern about Bobby would be similar to the concern about Joe Girardi. The question is, how would the veteran players, you know, accept that? Would they buy into the idea of Bobby, who can be, has a reputation being domineering in the clubhouse? Would they accept him in their clubhouse?
And, of course, Bobby Valentine led the Mets to the World Series and lost to the Yankees in 2000. What about Joe Torre? Could he manage elsewhere, or is this the end of his baseball?
If he wants to manage, he'll be able to manage. He said after the Yankees were eliminated, look, I'm not ready to just sit at home. And there's no doubt that, for instance, if the Mets decided we're going to turn the page on Willie Randolph at some point. He would be a perfect fit for the Mets. If the Red Sox at some point in the future said, you know what, we want to turn the page on Terry Francona, he'd be perfect for the Red Sox. And Joe's always had a soft spot in his heart for Red Sox fans since that day in 1999 when he came back from his cancer treatment and the fans gave him a standing ovation. And he would be a perfect fit for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who may be looking for another manager at some point next year. Look, he's so well-respected, and he's obviously very accomplished. Any team that would bring him in would know they'd be bringing in a manager of stature and accomplishment.
That's ESPN, the magazine's Buster Olney, speaking with WNYC's Dan Blumberg on what's next for Joe Torre.